Yeah.
I know when I do a thumb sim, you know, I'll sit right beside him on the porch, and I'll yell right in his ear, and he can't hear me. I have to say it two or three times.
My youngest girl said to me here one day, she said, "Mom, it seemed funny. Now this girl, she's just been so good to me. She used to rude with me. She called me Mom."
Yeah.
And she's always said, "Mom, anytime you need me at the hour of midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning, you call me and I'll be right there." And my girl was afraid to drive at night.
Yeah.
And she said to me, my daughter would be about a week or two ago, she said, "It's funny, you seem to hear Irene and Claire." I said, "Well, they know I'm hard of hearing and they talk loud." I said, "You can sit here and I'll be over there." And I said, "You talk so low, I can't hear nothing you say." I said, "As far as you're concerned, you might as well not be here. As far as I'm concerned, but I don't know nothing to say."
Yeah.
And she thinks that I hear them better than I do her. Well, they know I'm hard of hearing and they talk loud. And my youngest girl just talks above a whisper.
Yeah.
And the oldest girl talks about it, you can hear it. And the youngest girl, she gets after me once in a while. She comes down here and she finds a paper laying on the floor and she'll grab it up. I said, "Leave that paper alone, I haven't finished reading it yet." Oh, she's a fanatic when it comes to housekeeping. See, everything has to be perfect. She wouldn't go to bed if the paper was out of its place. They're both lovely housekeepers and they're both good cooks, I say that.
Huh.
I think I'll run out in the car and get my camera, okay?
I'll bring it in.
Could you get that picture of your dad again for me? And I'll take a picture of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll carry this on out to the car.
You look at my mother's picture. That ain't asked not long before she died.
Yeah, she looks real good there, doesn't she?
Well, my mother was a nice looking woman, and she always went nice. I can't understand that picture. It was so terrible.
Yeah, it was. I was surprised when I saw that at first, you know, because I'd seen the other one.
Well, now, that was made not long before she died, and she was 83 years old when she died.
That picture of your dad sure don't look like in those other pictures, does it?
No. That's him.
I'd say he must have been younger here.
I imagine he was, yeah. I don't remember when he said it, don't know.
I can tell his mouth's the same. His mouth was a little bit crooked, wasn't it?
Well, he just looked now, my mouth, when I agree, my mouth kind of goes to one side.
Yeah.
He's from that picture.
Yeah.
But his mouth wasn't like that. It's just the way he's performing, I guess.
Yeah. I noticed in those other pictures he held it that way or something. Maybe that's how he smiled. I'm gonna give you a chart. I'll show you this is all my direct ancestors on my dad's side. See, here's my dad, and it tells about him. It tells me he was born and married and all that stuff. And here's Ellen Porter, your dad's brother, who's my great-great-grandpa. And it tells you he was born in Grayson County, Virginia. He's just 4 years older than your dad. And then here's your grandparents, Andrew Porter and Lucy Cornett, is your grandparents. And then this has her parents on and her grandparents and great-grandparents.
Well, how do you get all that?
Well, I've been working on it a couple of years. I've been running all over the place. We went to old Virginia and found where they live.
Well, you don't get nothing for doing that.
No, but it's just a hobby.
Well, it's nice to have, as far as that's concerned.
I'll put my name and address on it for them.
Okay.
In case anybody ever wants to know, where'd you get that?
Why
there's
black people calling?
She called
twice while he was
here. I guess she had a chili ready. I guess
she was hungry. Well, it wasn't ready to get. I guess they was already. She got it. She didn't make it, I know.
She said he'd make a chili. I guess they had frozen something.
He does all it's done. She don't do nothing.
Is that right?
She don't do nothing. All she does is he does the cooking, he does the cleaning, he does everything. She don't do nothing. It's true.
Yeah.
Don't cook, they eat out all the time.
A lot of people eat out a lot anymore.
Well, I still say you can, if you've got a family, you can cook and you fix a roast and fix your potatoes and everything around the roast and have enough for yourself, or you get two meals out of it before you plus one.
Yeah. Do you have a little lamp I could set down here? Could I set your lamp down here for a light?
Yeah. Well, you want a light? I turned on the light. I set it off because it was so light. But that ain't enough for you.
I don't know if that'd be enough. That's way up there.
Well, it'll be hard to get that thing out. That gives a better light, though. You're going to have to reach over behind the davenport to get that.
Okay.
It's plugged in. Extension cord because I give it to a lady friend of mine.
Yeah.